California new fishing law to stop luring white sharks to shore. Fishers in California can no longer use shark bait, lures, or chum chopped up fish parts used as bait to attract white sharks within 1 mile of the shore due to a new law Governor Gavin Newsom signed in September. The law prevents illegal killings and capture of white sharks near shore, as well as luring them to shore for viewing purposes. It will go into effect January 1, 2023. Sharks are one of California's most iconic marine species, and it's our responsibility to ensure that their populations are sustained, sponsor of the bill, Assemblyman Steve Bennett said in a press release. At the same time, public safety is of the utmost importance. While the new law provides additional safeguards for the species protected by the state since 1994, its purpose, according to the press release, is also to limit sharks near human activity. Doing so not only reduces the rare incident of a shark biting a person, but allows sharks to swim in waters that are naturally further from shore. The white sharks that do come near shore are often juveniles who are only there to feed on stingrays and small fish, according to John Ugaretz, a manager with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. With more protection put in place over white sharks, their numbers will grow. Californians should not have to take extra precautions against white sharks since there is no indication that the number of injuries involving the species has increased as the shark populations have increased since the 1950s, according to Ugaretz. Ugaretz said stingrays can be a bigger threat than sharks since some 500 people were injured by stingrays in 2019 during Labor Day weekend statewide. Shark incidents are extremely rare, Ugaretz wrote in an email. When I go into the ocean, I'm much more likely to shuffle my feet to avoid stepping on a stingray than to scan the horizon for a shark fin. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife will continue working with partners to address fishing activities that threaten the survival of white sharks. This bill represents a collaborative engagement between anglers, the scientific community, to develop proactive, common-sense approaches to further protect California's iconic white sharks, while also protecting ocean users and preserving recreational fishing opportunities, Charlton H. Bonham, director of the department, said in a statement,